Exercise 63. Listen to five people speaking about the role of computers in their lives. Match the statements from the table in Exercise 62 with what the speakers say. Speaker 1.
When I think about the future, what I see doesn't look very attractive to me. It seems as sterile as a computer display. People are becoming more and more reliant on different forms of technology. They're losing the skills that have helped us to survive in the real world up until now. And now their children are often not getting taught these skills at all. One day, a catastrophe may occur. I don't know what sort of catastrophe, but I'm sure society won't be ready for it. Everybody is too busy now to stop and think. Instead, they're just pressing buttons and waiting for computers to solve all our problems. We are really forgetting how to live as we once did.
Speaker 2.
I have been working in an IT department for several years, and I am regularly criticized if there are any problems with the computers in the office. I often think about how, not long ago, people managed to work without these machines, how they could only rely on pen and paper. So why do they find it so impossible now? Computers are machines that should assist you in your work. They should not be the only tool people rely on in their professional work.
Speaker 3.
As far as computers go, I'd rather rely on a machine than on a human being. I think computers are much more reliable nowadays, whereas people aren't. Computers are a sign of progress. They've helped our society to evolve to what we are now. I firmly believe that modern technology will help people become more advanced in all spheres.
Speaker 4.
To my mind, it's absolutely clear that civilization won't collapse without computers. Of course, it will make many things a lot harder and less efficient, and quite a few people will lose their jobs. But I am absolutely sure that the world won't end without all of our modern technologies. Our world is not that easy to destroy. So many people in other countries live without technology and are surviving.
Speaker 5.
When I was first asked about the role of modern technology in our lives, I didn't realise its importance. But when I really thought about it, I was surprised at how much it plays a daily role in my life. I spend about 3 hours on the internet every day, talk to my family and friends by mobile phone, and send them messages by phone and by email. I have to admit that I depend on radio, television, and the computer for most of my entertainment. My life would really be a disaster without all these things.